better. I sent that girl a DM. She ain't answer me, so you know that I gotta shoot two at her. Yeah. Gotta shoot two at her. Yeah.
Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Time. We've got a lot of good songs tonight. Tonight, actually, yesterday now that it is 12:04 a.m., yesterday was the Super Bowl, which was very hype because the Chiefs won, which I was rooting for. Shout out to Tano from Wissahickon. A defensive lineman for the Chiefs. Really proud of him as a fellow Wissahickon alumnus for winning the Super Bowl, which is pretty hype. Also, shout out to Andy Reid, former Eagles coach, head coach. So, yeah, all good stuff. It was a pretty fun game to watch. I hope you all enjoyed watching it too. If you did watch, yeah, it was really fun. All right, so that first song you all heard was Lose It by Oh Wonder, the Jerry Folk remix, which I originally, actually, shout out to my sister Julia for recommending that song to me. I remember when she recommended it maybe 4 years ago. I don't know, something like that. Yeah, that's when I started listening to that song, and it was really good, and I just had to play it again because, you know, it's a really good song. Yeah, it's actually on, if you want to listen to it yourselves, it's actually on SoundCloud, not Spotify, so something to keep in mind. Yeah, great song. So we'll move on to the next one, which is from K Tronada's album Bubba, which I played briefly last show, or which two songs I played last during my last show last week. Which, by the way, that was a special edition show that I just, you know, decided to do. This time slot, 12 a.m. Sunday nights, is now will be the time slot for the remainder of the semester. So if you're ever, you know, finishing up some homework Sunday night and it's midnight, feel free to tune in, WMFOMA.org. I'll always be here, except if it is spring break, I probably won't be here that day. But yeah. Of course, tune in. I'll be here playing music. Maybe I'll have some guests. Tonight, there are no guests joining me, but next week, perhaps I will have some guests along here. All right. So, yeah. All right. This next song, The Worst in Me by K Tronada from his new album. Probably my favorite song from the album. So, do enjoy it. See ya.
Every time I fight, we scream all night. I know it right. this ain't sitting real good in my soul. Everywhere this little girl goes, she pick up another obstacle. She was my heart, I don't know the tribe or the fall. But by default, she don't think of me. I thought she was an Indian. Listen, I know you see it, girl. This ain't sitting real good in my soul. Everywhere this little girl goes, she pick up another obstacle. She was my heart, I don't know the tribe or the fall. But by default, she don't think of me. I thought she was an Indian.
That was Navajo by Masego. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And before that was The Worst in Me by Kay Trinata. So even though I did play some of the new album this past week when I had my show, didn't really get a chance to talk about it. So I guess I'll talk about it now. So basically my original impressions were that it was more of a dance album than he had made before. It just seems more of like house kind of dance music, as opposed to, I don't really know how to describe his previous album, but it's just, personally, I like 99.9% better, but there are some songs on Bubba that are similar to that, particularly The Worst in Me, which I like a lot. It seems like there's less like large, I don't know, like louder stuff in this album. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, that's all you got. And then that next song, I just like it a lot. It sounded good when I first heard it. Not much to it. As requested by one of the listeners, I'm going to talk about bandwagon fans in the NFL, because yesterday was the Super Bowl, or tonight was the Super Bowl, and there were some, some of my friends in a group chat were talking about how they were fans of one of the teams because they were living in that city, but and they were rooting for that team. I mean, which is good and all, but, just, like, considering yourself a fan because you're living in one of these cities, perhaps Kansas City or San Francisco, you know, it's just not something that it's not the same as being a fan of the team that like you've supported, you know, for your life before that. So, you know, just wanted to send that message out there. Yeah, otherwise about the Super Bowl, it was pretty good. The commercials were not that great, honestly. Halftime show was, it was okay. It was pretty good. It was okay. Yeah, good. It was good. The game itself was good. It was not a blowout win. It was played until the last minute, which was exciting for the most part. Yeah, good game. I hope you all watched it. If you, I hope you all enjoyed it if you watched it. Yeah. All right, that's all I got for now, and we'll continue with the music. So, enjoy. Okay, you just listened to Hellbound by Vince Staples, followed by 128 by Machine Gum. Yeah, so I'll briefly talk about these songs and then I'll move on to some other things. So yeah, Hellbound by Vince Staples, a single released late last year, December 19th, 2019. It's a good song, good vibes. Yeah, looking forward to more of Vince Staples' music that he's been releasing, a single every now and then. So just, you know, hoping for more music, of course. And then that next song, 128, recommended to me by Julia again. And actually, it's, so Machine Gum is a project band started by The Strokes, one of the Strokes drummer. And this song she showed me was just a very dreamlike song that I really, really enjoyed. There were two like main like drops, not really drops, but like two main parts of the song that like in the studio and really play at full volume, really take in all those sounds and that, all those feelings from that song, of course. Yeah. So yeah, I guess since now it's officially my show, you know, officially my slot, I guess I'll just update you all on what's going on in my life right now. So of course, spring semester, sophomore year, big things are happening, you know, going to class. So yeah, also running again after I was injured for approximately 2 months, but I've been getting into it. I rehabbed and I've been running lately, very short distances, but I haven't been running and I haven't been feeling a lot of pain, so it's been good. Yeah, I'm glad I'm running again. Yeah, so also today I attended a meeting for a new club that I'll be joining, which is shout out to the Tufts Daily, the student independently run student newspaper organization, which I'll be writing for hopefully this semester for the news section. So if I'm ever posting or if I'm ever writing an article, I'll be sure to let you all know on my show. You can check it out at tuftsdaily.com, I think, where all the news is or where all the articles are. Yeah. So yeah, that should be exciting. I think that starts pretty soon. Other things going on, you know, class, I mentioned that earlier, taking some more math-based classes this semester, which I really enjoy so far because there's a lot less reading and writing assignments and more problem set assignments, which I think is a lot of fun because, you know, I can listen to music and like chill out and do my homework, which is fun. Can't really do that when you're doing readings though. Can't really listen to music. Don't recommend. Other news, I declared my major this past week, quantitative economics. That was pretty exciting. Met with my professor and he's a really good teacher. He's a really nice guy. So I'm excited to be his advisee for the next 2 years. Well, next 2.5 years, at Tufts, which will be really exciting because, you know, I feel like I needed some guidance. You know, I didn't really, my former advisor was not really econ based, but now that I have someone who is an econ professor advisor, I'll have good guidance on which classes to take, which is exciting. Yeah. Other stuff, what else is going on? Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 10 going on right now. I've been watching that. It's been a lot of fun. Good season so far. It's been 2 episodes, but there's another one actually that came out tonight. So yeah, I'll be watching that tomorrow. Should be exciting. I recommend you all watch that show if you don't already. It's a great show. Yeah, anything else? Don't really have much else, but that's fine because I've got a good song up next. It's pretty weird song, but I hope you like it. I really like it. So yeah, enjoy.
Do. I think about all the time. Think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in here though. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
somewhere the climate is warm, long as you around me. I swear.
Okay, everybody, we have a special guest on air with us tonight. Jack, would you like to introduce yourself to everybody?
Yes, I'm Jack Quinn, a senior in high school from Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh, Bluebell. How's Bluebell been treating you these days?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's good, that's good.
Yeah, well, I just got back from a Super Bowl party, actually, with someone you may know.
Oh, really? Who might I know who was at the Super Bowl party?
Max Curtis.
Oh, Max.
I was at, yes.
Oh, wow. My brother, okay. Oh, looks like someone else is calling in, so let me answer this call real quick, and then maybe we can have three people on air. Hello, second guest on air. Remember, please refrain from using profanity. Who might this be?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Clovis.
Clovis?
Yep, hello. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm a big fan of the program.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Clovis.
Yeah, great. So I really enjoyed hearing your thoughts on Fairweather fans. I have a couple questions for you, if now's a good time.
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. So it's kind of a two-pronged question. First of all, what are your thoughts on big data?
My thoughts on big data, okay. This is a pretty heavy question. Jack, if you could help me answer this, it would be much appreciated. Big data.
Big data, yeah. Well, I don't know how much this has to do with Fairweather fans, but my personal opinions on big data is that it's naturally wrong, and it kind of violates a lot of like basic rights we're kind of entitled to,
particularly
in the privacy areas.
Yeah, I mean, there's all these, you know, the biggest companies in the world right now, Google, Amazon, Facebook, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you watched the season of Silicon Valley, right?
It's of course.
About, yeah,
yeah.
It's all about trying to stop big data from taking over the world. Like you said in the first episode, Bezos, Zuckerberg, they're kings of empires far greater than any in history. They touch hundreds of millions of people, even billions of people every day, so... And they have access to all their information.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much data out there on all of us. And yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Mm. Clovis, what are your thoughts on big data?
This is Boris chiming in.
Boris? Boris. Oh, I think you called in once before, several months ago. Is that right?
Yeah, friend of the program, also a friend of Clovis. But I think you guys give very political correct answers on big data, the benefits, the drawbacks. But for me, it just comes down to a privacy issue, number one, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but that's my take.
So, like, you're in favor of big data in order to, you know, give us privacy? Or no? Or, like...
The opposite.
The opposite. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're anti-big data, but, like... That's what we're saying. So why call our answers politically correct? So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to know.
Yeah, I personally think that big data, like the biggest issue is profiting off other people's information. If anything, it's your information, and the fact that other companies are able to use it for marketing purposes and profit off it, it kind of it seems to violate like the right to own your information. Interesting. So, I'm going to move on to the second prong of the question.
Oh, the second prong. Yeah, don't want to forget about that.
So, are you familiar with the coronavirus?
Sorry, say that again?
Are you familiar with the coronavirus?
Oh, the coronavirus. Indeed, I am.
Fantastic. So, in light of the coronavirus and what's going on right now, what would you say are your top five... your top five epidemics?
Top five epidemics. Wow. That's a pretty heavy question.
Number one, Spanish flu. Easy. And dating back to yellow fever, I'll add.
Wow. I don't know if I can rank my top five epidemics. That's just not something I think about often, you know?
Wasn't like the Black Death responsible, like the bubonic plague responsible for like 1-3 deaths in medieval Europe? Like it killed 33% of the medieval European population. So
would that
be number one? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Spanish flu would be number one, yeah.
Yeah, by terms of total people killed, I think Spanish flu is number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you can't forget that millions of Native Americans were also killed by various assortment of European diseases. After colonization, so actually they killed the diseases killed many more natives than the Europeans did through violence.
So do you have an official number two, or is it just
I would say one Spanish flu, two bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague, yeah.
Okay. Would you mind giving me the rest of your top five as well?
How about let's say, I think yellow fever deserves a spot in the top five. I feel like that's a pretty famous one.
Or yeah, maybe Ebola too. Directly recently, that was the.
Which one was that?
Ebola a couple years ago.
Ebola. Oh yeah, the crisis, the Ebola crisis, 2014. Don't want to forget that.
Now I feel like you're being a bit unfair to the Zika virus.
Oh, the Zika virus.
I don't think you're considering all the factors here.
Okay. Yeah. So does that deserve a spot on your top five then?
It probably fits in at number three for me. Again, behind the bubonic plague, and I had Ebola at number two, but I'm glad we see eye to eye.
And how about, is HIV on your list? The HIV epidemic of the 80s?
HIV will not crack my top. Polio too, but
way too PC for us there.
Wait, okay. Well, we're sorry. We're just keeping it PC. Actually, I don't think it's PC. I just think it's being polite. I don't know what you think about that.
Huge polio fan myself. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, FDR, national hero.
That's
true. Are you familiar with the 77 theory of the 77?
Oh, the theory of the 70... Oh, I am familiar with the theory. Would you like to share the theory with us?
Yeah, Paul, and like Jack and all the other countless listeners to the program of the theory. So the theory is every 77 years, there's a great president. So in the beginning, we have George Washington. 77 years later, we have Abe Lincoln. 77 years later, we have FDR. And then 77 years later, we have George W. Bush.
Wow.
Top four, maybe the new Mount Rushmore. I'm not sure where your guys' take is on that.
I think that's a very political opinion, and usually we don't talk about that here at WMFO, but that's okay. You'll know for next time.
Yeah.
But thank you for your opinion. Don't know if I agree with it myself, but that's always appreciated. All right. I'm going to move on with the music. I appreciate the calls in, but it's 12:45. We got 15 minutes left.
Time flies.
Sorry, could you say that again?
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. It does indeed fly. We probably had, I think this was like an 8-minute conversation, which is that's pretty good. Sustained it for
a lot of topics, great. From big data to presidents to polio. So.
Yeah, polio. All right, so we've got time for a couple more songs. Also, got to get a PSA in here sometime. But next up,
you can share on the call.
A PSA?
Yeah, let's hear it, Sam.
All right. Let me just grab the.
I'm rolling.
There's a book of PSAs here that I'm looking for. I can't really seem to find it, though, right now. I didn't really pick one out beforehand. But I'm going to have to share the PSA. Oh, I found it. Never mind. All right. Here we go. All right. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO. All right. Hope you enjoyed that PSA. If anyone has any thoughts, I don't think we have time for thoughts on that PSA, but we will move on to some other music, if that's okay with you all.
Yeah, great thoughts. Any other callers on the line by chance?
Actually, there's no callers on the line right now. I think there's a 2-phone call capacity. So I know that if there were other people trying to call in, they couldn't really call in, unfortunately, but that's okay.
Okay.
We'll have a conversation next week, perhaps.
Next week, 12 a.m. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Great. All right.
See you next week, Sam.
Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Bye.
All right. So that was a pretty fun conversation with some callers. But, still time for some more music. So we've got next up, That's Not Me by Skepta from his album Konnichiwa. Please enjoy.
What you mean? Yeah. Skepta. One line flows, yeah, I got some of those. Get me, Jamie? Easy. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return of the Mac, I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like, bruh. Flashback to the cold nights in the trap. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Anytime you see me wearing a glove, boy, better know I ain't come here to fight like Jet Li. Spray this till the clip is empty. I know you get what I'm saying, you get me. Love for the G's and the N's, but we don't love no girls in the ends. Last time I fell in love with a skep, but trust me, I will never do that again. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. See me, I come from the roads. Bricks wanna try and put Skepta on hold, but no. Bad boy, I've been one of those. Wake up, cool, you will get one of those. One to the eyeball, one to the nose. I don't really care about your postcode. Take your girl, no dinner, no rolls. 2 minutes in my bedroom, no clothes. Girls everywhere, girls in the club. Looking at me trying to make a black man blush. Girls on the high street, girls on the bus. But these niggas wanna hang around us, that's us. I don't wanna see a Stone Island, cuz man talk shit, I just smile and flush. I'm looking for a girl with the X factor, but I don't judge like Simon does.
From day one I said I was serious, then serious hit the jackpot. People ask what music I make, turn the volume up, cause that's what. I don't wear no vape designer brands, I spit deep bars in my black top. You'll never see me smoking a cigarette car, cigarette smoker, that's not me. Nah, that's not me. Nah, that's not. When I'm on a mic in a rave, I got the whole crowd bubbling like a crackpot. See me and Skepta in a video with a nostalgic backdrop. There'll never be a day when I don't make music, cause silent, nah, that's not me.
Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me.
All right, you just heard That's Not Me by Skepta. And before that, I didn't really get a chance to talk about the previous songs. Was Flaming Hot Cheetos by Claro. Very, very weird song, but I don't know. I really like it. Next up was We by Jeremiah. Reason I played that is I've been listening to it lately because I heard it in a supermarket at night. I don't know why they were playing it, but it was a pretty good, it was a good song, so I started listening to it lately. And then followed by Roxanne by The Police. Not the Roxanne that everyone's been playing lately. This one is by The Police, which personally I think is the better Roxanne. You might disagree with me, but, you know, we all have our opinions, of course. Yeah, so, and then That's Not Me by Skepta. This song was recommended to me by Armand, who is a regular guest on the show. Yeah, so, great song. He played it for me Saturday night, which was, yeah, Saturday night when I first heard it, but really liked it when I listened to it, and you all heard it tonight. So yeah, hope you enjoyed that. It's probably time for just a couple more songs, but yeah, we'll just move right along. Next up we have a new song by, I don't think it's appropriate to say this name, the correct name, but I'll spell it out. STRFKR, their new song, Stay Forever. It's pretty good, yeah. So yeah, here you go. We do have another caller who just called in just to get the final word in about our discussion earlier, but yeah, keep it brief because there's only a few minutes left, so
mm-hmm.
Oh, you can introduce yourself as well.
Oh, sure. I am Nathan. I'm an ex-Google engineer currently living in San Francisco. Just wanted to say, you know, I really like that Google ad, and it really showed the power of big data for good. Like, this whole city is celebrating this victory. Like, Salesforce Tower lit up in red in celebration of the Chiefs. Like, we've been fans since day one. This is our moment. This is Google's moment. Like, you know, we're all making the world a better place in our own little way.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And what was that other thing you said about going pro or something?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, like, like, congrats to Tana. Like, you're doing great. Like, it's awesome. But I will say, like, I did go pro before you. Google signed me as a true freshman last spring. So, I mean, yeah, it is your moment. But I will say, like, I do have that on you. So,
all right. Awesome. Well, those are some very interesting, pointed final thoughts that you shared with us. But yeah, that's okay. Always appreciated. We've got time for one more song. So I'm going to, of course, this is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Want to thank you all for listening. It was a good time tonight. We had a good conversation earlier. If you were listening along at that time. So hope you all have a great week. We've got one more song from Mac Miller's posthumous album Circles. The song is called I Can't See. Are you familiar with it, Nathan?
My favorite song off the album was Good News.
Oh, Good News.
I'll listen to this one too.
Yeah, this one's good though. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I Can See by Mac Miller. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah, rip.
All right. Hope you all have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
I'm so close I can taste it. The men on the moon keep playing. Practical jokes, planted on mirrors and smoke that I fade away in. You be complaining, and I can't explain it, I guess. Nothing compared to the feeling of feeling amazing. Now I'm switching location, cause heaven too far when you live in the basement. I'm looking for balance, I'm in an oasis. Well, I need somebody to save me before I drive myself crazy. And I'll run on if life is but a dream. And so will we. Show me something, show me something, show me something. And I'll run on if life is but a dream. And so will we. Show me something. Show me something, something I can see. Yeah, don't tell me to stop. Let me keep going until I cannot. Life is a fantasy until you wake up in shock. I'm hitting the ground, I'm hitting the ground, I fell from